Welcome back to another episode of Scouting 5, recapping scouting news from around the world for the week of January 11th, 2020. 2021, rather. Oh my goodness. Or is it 2020 part 2? I guess the jury is still out on that. Regardless, I am Scouter Ken, and I am still recording from St. Albert, Alberta. And I guess first off, happy new year to everybody. I hope 2021 is off to a good start for you. We're still doing virtual scouting here in Northern Lights Council, but we have kicked off our Cub program again. We've kicked off our Scout program again. We'll be kicking off the Beaver program again next week. I hope everybody's had a good Christmas. I hope everybody had a good new year. And hope that everybody is in good health. And with that in mind, let's get into the news for this week. A scout in Alford, which is in the UK, has been awarded one of the highest accolades in the Scout Association. And this was as a result of his overcoming a very big personal challenge and raising thousands of pounds for Guide Dogs for the Blind, a charity organization in the UK. According to Northeast Regional Commissioner Dougie Simmers, young Theo Harvey actually earned the Cornwell Scout Badge, which is awarded in respect of preeminently high character and devotion in the line of duty, as well as great courage and endurance. We've talked about the Cornwell Award before. Theo was diagnosed with a brain tumor back in 2016. He had to undergo a lot of surgery to treat it, and unfortunately, one of the outcomes of this was that he lost his sight. He's now blind. But he was determined to keep going, kept up with his local scout group. They are also under lockdown presently, so all of their meetings are virtual as well. But he has been able to continue to engage in adventurous activities and camps over the years with the group. And he set his goal, set his sights on doing some fundraising for the Guide Dogs for the Blind initiative. He did this through craft fairs, sponsored cycling events, and other such events. And he eventually raised over 7,500 pounds. So well done, Theo. Crossing now the other ocean, over to the Philippines, a legislator there has introduced a bill that will recognize the Boy Scouts of the Philippines as an independent, voluntary, autonomous, non-governmental organization, or NGO. Representative Luis Ramon Villafuerte filed House Bill 7025, which institutes a new charter for the Boy Scouts of the Philippines. The goal, according to Villafuerte, is that this will pave the way for the installation of a more concrete institution for youth development, making the BSP more attuned to changing calls of the times and to the growing challenges that youth in the Philippines are facing every day. He also says that revving up the BSP as an independent NGO supports the president's tougher policies against illicit drug use. And so HB 7025 aims to encourage young Filipinos to go into scouting and thereby to shun harmful vices, such as drug and alcohol abuse. The bill does retain the President of the Philippines as the Chief Scout and then the Vice President as the Vice Chief Scout, and these will become honorary members of the BSP, although they are not deemed to be members of the organization's National Executive Board unless they're duly elected in accordance with the organization's bylaws. And of course, with Christmas being done, what do you do with your Christmas tree? Well, if you're me, you just put it back in the bag and put it back in storage because we have an artificial tree because my wife has allergies. But if you are one of those people who uses a live tree every year, you have a somewhat different problem in terms of disposing of your tree. And if you live in Airdrie, Alberta, one of the options that was available to you, at least at the end of 2020, was that the scout group there could come and pick it up. According to Scouter Rob Noble, hi Rob, the troop this year performed this civic duty, which they do every year, with a few changes, of course, to accommodate for all of the new restrictions that we're operating under due to the ongoing pandemic. This year, the scouts, for example, were just going around with their own family groups. There was no sort of centralized meeting and then assigning of teams to go and pick up trees. They just went with their own parents, driving around with a truck and a trailer, picking up trees from any place that had signed up. And that's usually how these things work. Christmas tree pickups are done by many scout groups across North America, at least. And the idea is that basically you sign up ahead, there's a nominal fee, Because, of course, the groups use this for fundraising. And then on the appointed date, you leave your tree out and they will come and pick it up for you. So hopefully there was a scout group in your area that was doing this. And hopefully you were able to support them by letting them take your tree off your hands. Even in these challenging new times that we are operating under, it's good to see groups are able to continue with at least some of the things that they normally do year to year. Some sad news out of Canada, unfortunately. This broke just after Christmas. A fire broke out at Scouts Canada's Camp Nidui, which is in Nova Scotia. And unfortunately, it ultimately destroyed two buildings and severely damaged a third. The fire actually took place on Christmas night. And the camp itself is located between the little towns of Elderbank and Middle Musca de Bois. Some of these names, my goodness. I love driving through Nova Scotia because the signs are double printed in English and in Gaelic. And if you're familiar at all with some of the Rankin family's works, driving through Nova Scotia is literally like driving through a Rankin family song. It's awesome. But sometimes I struggle with the wording. At any rate, the RCMP are investigating the causes of the fires. I don't believe I've heard any updates as to exactly what may have caused them. But the fires struck at about 9:30 p.m. on Friday night, on Christmas. And by the time crews arrived on the scene, two of the buildings had been completely destroyed, and they were able to more or less extinguish the one in the third building. The camp was closed at the time. There were no activities taking place on the premises, and Scouts Canada is supporting the RCMP in their investigation of this matter. Another story that kind of broke over the post-Christmas time span, when I was taking a couple of weeks off from the podcast, or I guess it's almost turned into a month off, my goodness. At any rate, there was sort of a rekindling of the war of words that's been going on between the Boy Scouts of America, now Scouts BSA, and the Girl Scouts in the USA. A recruitment drive by the Boy Scouts of America is, quote, proving highly damaging, end quote, to the Girl Scouts, at least according to lawyers acting on behalf of the Girl Scouts, who are, I believe, filing suit against the Boy Scouts for some manner of infringement. Essentially, the argument there is that parents may have mistakenly signed their daughters up for Scouts BSA, thinking that it was the Girl Scouts. The Boy Scouts shot back, saying that, you know, this is tantamount to the Girl Scouts starting a bit of a ground war. And of course, if you've been following with us for a while, you know that, you know, the Boy Scouts of America, while they're still called that at the organizational level, rebranded to Scouts BSA back in 2018 or so, and that's 2018, 2019 is when they started to really open up to female membership. And since then, the Girl Scouts have really been arguing that this change sort of erodes their brand, even using phrases like uniquely damaging in their description of the move. They filed an initial lawsuit in November of 2018, citing trademark infringement. And then last month, lawyers for the Boy Scouts actually asked the judge to throw the suit out. The idea behind the suit being that, you know, Scouts BSA, Boy Scouts of America, could not use Scouts or Scouting in the context of recruitment materials targeting girls. The Girl Scouts responded with a filing at a Manhattan federal court on Christmas Eve, of all times, alleging, quote, as a result of the Boy Scouts' infringement, there have been rampant instances of confusion and mistaken instances of association between Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, end quote. The statement also added that the Girl Scout organization could evidently provide proof of such instances. The response back from the Joy Scouts was... Joy Scouts? Did I say Joy Scouts? I meant Boy Scouts. At any rate, the response back was, quote, not only is this inaccurate, no legally admissible instance of this offered to date in the case, but is also dismissive of the decisions of more than 120,000 girls and young women who have joined Cub Scouts or Scouts BSA, end quote. It seems that this is no closer to a resolution than it was a couple of years ago, so we'll just kind of have to keep an eye on this story, but it is definitely interesting to see just how this is playing out. And coming back to the UK for a bit of a happier story to close this first episode of the year on. Man who has dedicated his life to the scouting movement, spent over 75 years volunteering with it, has been appointed as an MBE, in the Queen's annual New Year Honors list. And if you're not familiar with the MBE designation, it is part of the Order of the British Empire series of awards. It stands for the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. It's an award of chivalry, recognizing contributions to arts and sciences or work with charitable and welfare organizations or public service outside of civil service. The recipient is Mr. Norman Boxall, who is from Reading in Berkshire, and he was, of course, recognized for his service to young people in the Boys Brigade and the Scouts. He first joined Scouts himself when he was 8 years old, and he's been a Scoutmaster for over 65 years. According to Mr. Boxall, he is, quote, over the moon. Words really can't describe the feeling. It's fantastic. It's not something I ever thought would happen to me. I didn't do it for the awards. I've just done it for the love of it and will carry on scouting for as long as I'm able to. The appointment committee evidently credited Mr. Boxall for his engaging personality and his ability to share his passion for scouting with children and adult leaders whom he has trained locally and nationally and even internationally. So, well done, Mr. Boxall. And that is all the news I have for you this week. Thank you again for listening, and until next time, be prepared.